As I mentioned regarding the Pidyon Peter Chamor, it says like this: Kohanim veLeviim peturim miPeter Chamor. First of all, when it comes to redeeming the firstborn donkey, if it is male, both Kohanim and Leviim would be exempt. That means, let's say, imagine even if they have, let's say, thousands of different types of donkeys, they would be exempt from doing the Pidyon. Where is that learned from? From a Pasuk. The pasuk says, "Bechor Adam ve'et Bechor Abeima hatemea tifde." Kol sheyeshlo bebechor Adam, yeshlo bebechor Abeima temea. As long as you have an obligation when it comes to Bechor Adam to redeem, then you are also obligated when it comes to Bechor Abeima temea. But if you are exempt from Bechor Adam, you would be exempt also from Bechor Abeima temea. So as we know, Kohanim and Leviim would be exempt from Pidyon Aben. So the same thing would be when it comes to doing the Pidyon of Peter Chamor. Now the mitzvah is Lechatchila, the Rambam puts it, within the first 30 days, as opposed to Pidyon Aben, that is Lechatchila on the 31st day, that he is not going to be considered to be an Nefel anymore. He has, as Hashem, Zechut to be able to live. So therefore, we are going to do the Pidyon Aben on a son on the 31st day. And Lechatchila, that should be the day. Unless it falls on Shabbat, then you do Motzai Shabbat. But Lema'aseh, when it comes to Pidyon Peter Chamor, it's from the day that it's born till the first 30 days. That's the Din Lechatchila. However, if you miss the Lechatchila, what do you do if it's already 1 year old, 2 years old? So it says like this: Ve'enze Zaman Yadua Ella Mishenolat Atchi Yamut. So it says, the mitzvah is from the time that is born till the time that is going to die. Ela shemitzvah liftoto miyad kedei shelo yachmis ha-mitzvah. A person is never supposed to do a mitzvah like a chametz. You delay it, it becomes chametz. So a person is supposed to immediately do the mitzvah. So therefore, in order to be able to properly do it right away, if it passed 30 days, you cannot use the donkey anyway. As long as you did not redeem the donkey born, you are not allowed to use it for any purposes. Now, let's imagine you don't have a Kohen. You could do Pidyon Peter Chamor anyway. What you do? We take a shepada b'sev. Avshelo natno adayin le Kohen mikol makom paka ha isur mi Peter Chamor. The isur of not using the Peter Chamor, as long as you redeem the kedusha into the seh. The seh is also going to be, by the way, usable now. The say in the hand of the Kohen is usable. He could use it for whatever. It's chulin. It's not kadosh at all. But once you do put it, so then, even if the Kohen is not here, the kedusha from Peter Chamor, from the firstborn male donkey, has been taken away, and now the donkey can be used. The say you keep till you give it to the Kohen. But let's say you don't have a sheep. You could do the shavio of the Peter Chamor. How much is this Chamor worth? That's how much you give to the Kohen. That's it. But if after 30 days you don't want to do it, then it is varafto. Now it's very interesting. Nekuda, Sefer HaChinuch explains, I mentioned last time, one explanation. And as I mentioned, it is highly, highly recommended that a person should try to perform every mitzvah that is afilu, it seems not applicable to us, one time during his lifetime. As I mentioned, Kohanim and Levim would be exempt. In order not to come begilgul, a person should try, all what it takes is a little bit of research, and a little bit of zechut, that you should buy a male donkey and female donkey, and eventually, when she becomes pregnant, if it's going to be a male, then you have a zechut to do Pidyon Peter Chamor. Now, the Shoresh HaMitzvah, what are the roots of this mitzvah? Right, Sefer HaChinuch as follows. Kedei she'yizkeru ha-Yehudim le'olam, that the Jews should forever and ever remember. Hanes she'asa lahem ha'el b'yetziat Mitzrayim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed for us miracles when we came out of Egypt. We should always remember it. And therefore what? She'harak kol bechorehem she'nim shelu lechamorim. That all the bechoreh, Egyptian bechorim, were nim shelu lechamorim. So therefore what? So in רב זלמן סורצקין, in אוזניים לתורה, he elaborates this further. And he writes as follows. He says, first of all, as we know, that the Jewish nation is compared to, say, to sheep. And the Egyptians are domim lechamur, besar chamurim, besaram. פסוק עם יחזקאל הנביא. So the bottom line, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to remember two episodes. Number one, לזכור את אשר היכה השם בחורי מצרים, the fact that the firstborn of Egyptians were smitten on the night of Yetziat Mitzrayim, as Chatzot, מבכור האדם עד בכור בהמה, all the בכור, from בכור אדם, till the בכור of the animal. That's the first נקודה that a person is supposed to remember. And then, second, שהציל השם את בכורי ישראל, ולא מת מבכורי ישראל, אף בכור אחד. אפילו one firstborn of the Jews did not pass away. So he said, in order to be able to remember this, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us this nekuda in two aspects. Hatzalat bechorei Yisrael, tziva Hashem liftot bechorei Yisrael behei selaim latet otam lekohanim. As we know, the fact that the firstborn of the Jews have been saved, that's why we have Pidyon HaBen. On a 31st day, you give hei selaim, which is 100 grams of pure silver, you give to the Kohen, you redeem your firstborn son. Remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not kill the firstborn of the Jews the night of Yetziat Mitzrayim. So that is nekuda number one. When it comes to, however, what about to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu hika bechorei Mitzrayim, mi bechor adam v'ad bechor behema, nes of Yetziat Mitzrayim, he says, officially speaking, this is supposed to be ve'arafto. That means as opposed to what I mentioned last time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to be able to remember this other episode, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu smit the Bechorem of the Egyptians, so over here, Besar Chamorim, Besaram, they are compared to Chamorim, so in reality, it should have been that whenever we have Peter Chamor, the firstborn male donkey, you should really do Varafto. You should even chop the head from the back. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has kindness. He says on the donkey that there is such a thing that you could also redeem it with seh. But ve'imlo, if you don't do it, ve'arafto. So this is the nekuda, as I mentioned. This is one of the mitzvot that if a person should try to do one time in his lifetime.